Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hello, hello, hello. You got me, KC, host of Season Radio, checking in. I want to say how everybody's doing today. First of all, before we get into the show, I'm going to go ahead and introduce my co-host. Go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
Y'all already know who it is. This is Teddy Bear. What's going on, y'all?
Well, you had to get sexy and seductive with him, Lord.
Look here. There you go. Peep
show.
There you go.
I'm sorry. All right, we won't do it on the air. We'll say that for after the show.
Yeah, okay.
After the show. Give him too much. Yeah. How you been doing today, man?
I've been all right, man. Been dealing with a little migraine, but other than that, I'm blessed.
Okay. Well, I hope you feel better. And I'm sure the ladies hope you feel better, too.
Right.
Somebody will be full head fight.
Look here. I'm going to Texas. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, okay. Well, y'all heard that, ladies? Hands up. More for me. Look. More for me. But Teddy, look, this topic is, I think that's going to be a very touchy topic. Everybody that's listening, today's topic, we're going to be discussing, can you be friends with your ex directly after the breakup? You know, that's going to be touchy because I can really feel like, I really do feel like it's going to be so many sides to this topic, and I think it's going to be a good topic to talk about. I feel like we're going to have fun with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have our secondary topic, which is going to be the G-spot. We're going to talk about the G-spot. That's, you know, but you know that she's on out the dock, you know. But so, Teddy, how do you feel about being friends with your ex? Not being friends with your ex later on down the line or anything, because, you know, that's cool. You know, people do that. But I'm talking about being friends with your ex the day after or 25 minutes or seconds after being in a breakup. Like, talk to me.
That's not happening. No, God, no, not happening. Your ex for a reason. I broke up with you, or you broke up with me for a reason. And it's, I'm not going to be your friend, homie. Don't call me for Nathan. Can't do it. I can't do that. Because if you wanted to be friends, you'll still be in a relationship with that person. You'll try to make it work, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see myself. Mm-mm. How about you? How you feel on this touchy subject?
I mean, me personally, I'm going to keep it real with you. It depends on how we came into the relationship and so forth. I'm just keeping 100. I don't cry over spilled milk. You know, anybody that's in my circle, they know I say that a lot. I'm not crying over spilled milk. You know what I'm saying? Especially if the breakup is not a bad one, if it's a mutual breakup, you know, I could be friends with you. You know what I'm saying? All you didn't treat me like shit. You didn't do me dirty. You didn't, you know, steal or cheat or whatever like that. I can be your friend. Baby,
right.
And that's exactly the zone it's going to be in. It's going to be the friend zone. You would never touch me. You would never lick these nipples again. You would never suck this pussy again. You would not get this head. You would not get the benefits of even a boo thing. It would not be friends with benefits. It would be, hey, call me. Oh, how your girlfriend doing? Because every time I call, you were like, girl, what your girlfriend knows? You will never think that it would be a me and you again because I don't go backwards. So, yes, we can be friends.
Nope.
We would never be best friends. We'd be cordial. We can be cordial. But, hey, girl, how you doing, kitty boo-boo? You know, that's going to be all that's going to be with that. You know, but, yeah. That's how I felt about the situation.
It's not but the truth.
It is the truth. It's the God knows truth.
you know,
I mean, everybody have their ways and how they felt about the situation. You know, some people feel like they can't jump right into it because they have feelings or whatever. But, you know, everybody has their own better when things with me personally, honey. Look, I can be your friend. Friend zone. Boop, boop. Boom. Like, with the genie on the little movie on Nickelodeon. Remember that? Remember the genie?
Yeah,
I'd be
man.
Like, Madea, remember Madea said, what's he say? Click, boom. They'd be like, click, I'd be like a lock and key. Man, I don't want you to look at me like we're so sexy, girl. Let me tell you something. Don't you even look at me. Cause first, don't you even look at me, girl. Look, I'm going to turn my booty cheek. I'm serious. Don't look at me. Don't even look at me like you want some of this. Someone said, don't you know no good. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm going to tell you, girl. I'm going to tell you ASAP. That's what it's going to be, man. You know, so have you ever been in a situation where somebody wanted to be your friend directly after y'all broke up, Teddy?
No. Because I'm the type of person, once I break up with you, I don't want to talk to you. Can't do it. Because I'm still feeling emotions, and you probably still feeling emotions. And like I say, you're an ex for a reason. I can't, because then the ex might try to sit there and say, weasel they self right back in. Say, I miss you, and da-da-da-da-da. No. It's either you friends or don't talk at all. I can't personally do it.
What she said? She could be like, I miss you. Girl, I'd be like, girl, you do, boo-boo.
Wait, miss you right with that, man?
I'm going to have a shade of sun. You want some chicken? You want to go
you
on
want
to the bell, girl? We can go to the A's, girl. We need to go to the club. Come on, find
you
want somebody.
Go
I can get it. Somebody. I'm going to
find you somebody.
Girl.
I got somebody. I'm happy and love who the person I'm with now, but I can go find you somebody. I know a couple people.
No, that's
they
right.
They can deal with you. But I'm good.
I'm going to tell you now. I'm serious, man. It's crazy. It's a crazy world we live in. People crazy.
Right.
People are crazy.
Crazy.
You know one thing I hate sometimes, man, you get up in a relationship or whatever, and then they cheat on you or whatever, or they leave you, and then they be like, it's not true, boo, it's me, but we can still be friends. Excuse me?
Who?
And if it was in a situation like that, then we can still be friends. What makes you, excuse me, people in line? I'm sorry, please, ladies. I'm not calling you bitches. I just don't know your name at the time. Cat Williams told us that in Pimp Chronicles. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, like, if she comes to me, like, on a different level, whereas, like, it wasn't mutual, what does that mean? You go through relationships where it's like, you come to that conclusion where it's like, we're not going to work out. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather have your friendship. You really do, y'all both love each other. But y'all just feel like y'all better off as friends. Like, I don't know, I've been through that before, you know what I'm saying, where it was like we left on a good note, where it was like maybe later on down the road it could pick up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But
me.
If it was just like one of those Ursula girlfriends where it was like,
oh, God,
you know what I'm saying?
Terrible.
I can't stand you, or they cheated on you, or they left you with the club girl.
Oh, God.
Anything of that nature. If they did anything of that nature, you know, then they'd be like, we can be friends. I don't want to be your friend. You couldn't even, I can't even trust you. Hand me up to the bathroom without you cheating on me or something. You know, what makes you think I want to be your friend? I can come and confide in you and vent to you. What makes you think that I can trust you? And I couldn't even trust you in a relationship.
Right.
No. Now, see somebody like that, then I'd be like, no, I can't be your friend. You know what I'm saying? But if it was just somebody like, you know, we really do love each other, and, you know, we're made puppies and kids and stuff together, me and the relationship and the friendship, and, you know what I'm saying, we eat chicken together and all that stuff, you know, go to the movies and look at some popcorn to get scared together around the movies and go get some chicken right after and eat a burger. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could be friends. We could be cool. Like, I wouldn't want to lose that friendship. Because we have brought this bond together, you know what I'm saying? But if you cheated on me and you done stole my chicken and my meal and my money, girl, let me tell you something, girl, I don't want to be friends. You better have my money.
Both.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you, ladies, it is what it is. Everybody got their own opinions on this topic. You know,
We will be opening the phone lines in a few minutes, so you all can tell your intake. That's the intake. I'm sorry, ladies. I'm still drinking some of that chicken juice. I meant to say
chicken
input.
Juice.
If
chicken
I said,
juice.
Lord, Casey ain't having fried chicken today. Yeah, I know why I ain't having fried chicken. That ain't crazy. I'm sorry, ladies. Merry Christmas.
You got it. You had your 80-proof chicken juice.
I didn't have no chicken today, girl. I don't even know what I had. I had a curry chicken. That's why it wasn't fried. You know, I'm still trying this weight loss thing. I'm trying to get healthy. I need
to get healthy right along with you. I did it for a while. I was losing weight, feeling great, but gained all that shit back.
It was the ribs, man. I'm trying to tell you, the summer did it, man. Them cookouts, eating on the grill.
Yeah, man.
Then you know when you come out the club, you gotta have Wendy's because it's still open at 2 o'clock in the morning. Or you know you gotta have Taco Bell because it's open at 3 o'clock. And if you live up north, y'all know y'all should never close. I know y'all are hungry. You know what I'm saying? But just keep me away from the food, right? Give me a little salad. Give me a little salad with a little piece of chicken on and some dressing.
Chicken.
Yeah, I gotta have some meat. What you think? Look, it's either one thing or the other. You want me healthy or you want me fit? You can't have both.
I want you healthy.
Well, I don't need a little piece of chicken. I want some meat, man. I'm fat. I gotta have some chicken. I gotta at least be able to take some seasoning or something in the salad. You know what I'm saying? You just give me a salad with no meat. I'm just saying, though. No. You have to have some meat or some boca or something in that thing. I'm gonna need to be able to taste that meat. Then I'm gonna think it's a blended bowl and I'm gonna be okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, I gotta have something with them. But no, bad apples. What's wrong with you, Betty?
I don't even know what to say about
that. I don't care if that be 120. I'm still gonna need some meat. It might not be a burger, but you know, give me some chicken or some fish in the salad. I'm just saying. So, Teddy, what you trying to tell me is you want me to have a salad of some all lettuce and some dressing with no meat? No, man, I ain't say all that. But I'm saying, don't you put ranch dressing on your buffalo wings?
Yes, I do.
Well, don't you just imagine you cut up the buffalo wings and put it in your salad.
Okay, I can understand. I understand now.
And then you add some sweet peppers.
Oh God!
You know,
and some boiled eggs,
yeah.
and some bacon bits, and some croutons. Some
Merry Christmas. Yes.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. You add all that to the salad, and then you have a good salad. But if you don't have no meat in the salad, you might as well just kill yourself. Because you're going to still be hungry. You're going to have something to pull the fish from in that thing. Girl, you can make your own salad. Girl, you can go to the store, get you some of them, ham and turkey. You put ham and turkey in your salad, and all that chicken, all that in the salad, and it'll be delicious. Stop playing with me, Taylor. Stop acting like you don't like to eat. You like to eat. We going to eat healthy, but we going to eat. You hear me? I'm going to have to eat something.
Right,
I ain't
going to
eat no salad
right.
Without no meat, dog. You can put a piece of fish on the side or something. You got to do something.
I'm going to do something. I got you.
All right, you'll piss me off if you're going to tell me I can't handle goddamn meat. I want some meat with my salad.
Look here. Okay, I got you. Next time I come through, we're going to have some meat on your salad. Dang, calm down. All
right. Give me some fried chicken on my salad. I have some chicken.
There you go.
Help me
there
out.
You go. There you go. I'm going to get my belt, honey.
No, you can't get your belt for me yet.
There you go.
I only bend over on the weekend. This is a Monday, honey, so you can't bend me over pineapple. You off the chain, man. Off the chain. Ladies, I got some callers calling in. The topic of tonight is can you be friends with your ex directly after the breakup? If you want to talk to me and Teddy, I want y'all to press the number one. I want y'all to realize that you are on call. You are in queue, which means there are people behind you, so I'm going to need you to please limit your conversations. You can talk to us, but just limit it, you know what I'm saying? You know, we talking about breaks up. Don't come on here talking about, you know, chicken wings and banana salads and how many people had sex last night. We got a section for that. You can do that after we talk about the topic. I love y'all, though. All right, let's go to that line. We got your code 919-806. You can talk to me. Tell me how you feel about being friends with your ex right after the breakup.
OMG. Let me find out. Y'all picked the bitch number. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, what's up,
Mom? I'm Champagne. Y'all remember me. You should remember me.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
What up? I miss y'all. Hey, Teddy.
What's up, baby?
Oh, your boyfriend got deep. Oh, she tried to put the sexy voice on for me. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You like it?
Yeah, I like it. Low key. Don't tell nobody.
Everybody hear you, baby.
True.
I won't tell nobody else.
Well. Okay, so the topic is, could we be friends with an ex right after we break up with them, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, I can honestly say that everybody that I went with, except for, like, three people, I'm friends with.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just feel like that. And then those three people, it's because we ended terribly. But everybody else, like, to me, I feel like, for one, I won't get in a relationship with you unless I was friends with you from the get-go. Like, mm-hmm. That's just the type of person I am. And, I mean, sometimes it's hard to be friends with somebody, especially if you were, like, in love with that person while you were in a relationship with them or you really had true feelings with that person. It is hard, especially when they move on and you're still friends with that person. Don't get me wrong, it's hard. But I guess you can say I decide to be friends with my exes because, low-key, I don't want to let them go. Not just yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still, like, thinking about the relationship, so I choose to be friends with them so I can still be close to them. You get what I'm saying?
I
like you.
See? And then it's a plus when the sex is good and y'all friends now,
mm-hmm.
So y'all can have sex whenever you want to. Sleepover. Being friends with the ex has its ups and downs. Like, it has its pros and cons. Pros. Y'all friends, like, y'all can fuck whenever y'all want to and won't catch no more feelings. Like, y'all can do whatever. Like, y'all can go to the club together and not get mad because you see her dancing with another person or anything like that. Then cons, where the person moves on, or there's a chance that you still keep catching, like, your feelings don't die after, like, y'all break up and whatnot. Like, I think it's a plus. I think it's a good thing to be friends with your ex. That's what I think.
Hear that.
Are y'all watching this TLC movie? Like, everybody needs to turn the VH1 on. Like, this movie is that piff.
I'm watching you right now.
Ooh.
Ooh. Let me mute the sound in.
Okay.
Let me go mute the phone then, honey.
Wow, I missed you guys so much.
Missed you too.
Group hug. Group hug, everyone.
Yay. Yes, it was beautiful.
Right.
I like that hug.
Well, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio. Don't go nowhere because we do have She's On After Dark, which you know you got to be a freak for. So,
Don't go nowhere.
You already know. Champagne's
the number one. All right.
No, I'm going to be waiting on you, all right? All right. All right. Stay with for me. I'll be right back.
All right.
We have area code 202905. Tonight's topic is, could you actually be friends with your ex directly after the breakup? Talk to me.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Doing good. And you?
Oh, I'm chilling.
All right.
I can't really hear you.
Okay, the topic of the night was...
Oh, yeah. It was can you be friends with your ex?
Right.
Me personally, I think it depends on the extent of the relationship and, like, how we broke up. And as far as, like, having sex, I heard the other caller say having sex and all that is cool. What's the point of having sex with somebody when y'all broke up? Like, we couldn't make it in a relationship, so what am I going to give you some my goods for after we break up? I just think that's a little stupid. But, to answer that question, nah. I don't think me and my exes could be friends. It don't even matter how we broke up and all that.
Right. Okay. Well, let me ask you a question, right?
Yeah.
Because I was just listening to you, right? Let me ask you a question, right? So, you got this ex, right? Y'all can't make it as lovers, but your friendship was just outstanding. It was the bomb. You miss it. You do miss that friend, like, that friend part of her. And you know she had, like, the best head in America. And it tastes like fried chicken, okay? I'm talking about the fried chicken, like Popeye's, the Bojangles fried chicken, and it was just
fried chicken.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was the best chicken. It was finger licking good. Like,
all right, man, this ain't a KFC commercial, dog.
Off of the Jell-O commercial, you know.
And this girl just said,
you don't remember nothing but that Jell-O pussy pop. You know what I'm saying? Would you allow her to give you some of that Jell-O
fuck my ex friends. I might could compromise. It might take some time, but like, as far as having sex and all that, like, nah.
Okay. I like your answer. I like that you keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? Because if a pussy tastes like Jell-O pussy pop and it would taste like fresh,
it don't matter. You should know how to put your friends in the category. Don't fuck your friends because that fucks up a friendship.
That's right.
Oh, so all right. Well, y'all take it easy. I'll still be listening though.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in, and don't go away. We got another topic coming. All right.
All right.
All right. Are you code 804 397? Do you think you can be friends with your ex directly after the breakup? Talk to me.
Sure, you can.
All right.
Yeah.
And how do you think that you can be friends with your ex? Are you going through anything right now with any of your exes?
I mean, it depends on what we broke up for.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If we was friends before we got together, then of course you can. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But when you break up with somebody and it's a whole lot of drama, you kind of want to stay away from that.
Right.
So, yeah, I think you can be friends with an ex.
Okay. All right, Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. All right.
All right.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Teddy.
Hey.
You like going on radio tonight. Yeah, you could be best friends, can't you?
You sure can, girl. BFF.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Hi, BFF. I'll talk to you later. Off the chain.
Pineapple.
Hold on, Merry Christmas. Hi, Erico 267-471. The topic of tonight is... Could you be friends with your ex directly after breaking up? Talk to me. Hello, Erico 267-471.
Yeah.
I'm doing okay.
That's good. That's good. So, how do you feel about being friends with the ex directly after the breakup?
I don't think it's possible. It depends on what y'all broke up for.
Okay, so let me ask you the same question I asked 202. Okay. You're in a relationship. Okay, you just broke up with the finest, most sexiest, I'm talking about the baddest girl in the world. And y'all broke up mutually. You broke up and said, hey, I can't be in a relationship with you, but I could be your friend because we do have a lot of things in common. We just couldn't work out as a relationship. And she had the best sex in America. I'm talking about coochie tasting like strawberry fried chicken. You know what I'm saying? You know her. She smelled like she didn't, none of her body probably smelled like sweat. It smelled like a woman or some good cologne or something. And you knew that this was the woman of your dreams. But y'all couldn't work out in the relationship, though. Right? I'm talking about this is I can't get. This is somebody you can walk down the street with. Like, girl, I can't be with you, but I look at you. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You telling me, Kevin, it's true, 267-471. She had the best head in America, okay? Let me go ahead and note that out. Now, you telling me that you would not be friends with this woman?
No, I won't. I couldn't be because all the sex and none of that mattered when we were together. So why would it matter now that we broke up?
But I'm saying that it was good.
Okay. It still could be good after the breakup, too. Let somebody find out what it's like working with you.
Working with me?
No, working with an ex, period.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just was like trying to figure out, because I don't know, me personally, if the body part tastes like fried strawberry chicken wings and stuff, because I love to eat. You feel me? And we broke up mutually or whatever. Could I be friends with an ex? It depends on how the relationship ended. I'm not saying that we're going to be friends right directly after. I don't know. It just depends. I don't know. It just depends on, because I'm friends with maybe two of my exes. I'm friends with them. Kind of directly after. But actually, one of them is my best friend. You know what I'm saying? So, I just feel like it all depends on what type of way you broke up,
Exactly.
Girl, she is telling us we got to go, honey. I'm a look lady. Okay. Definitely I want to thank you for calling on the She's On Radio. Do not hang up because I have another question I want you to answer for me, okay?
Okay.
267, you have a sexy voice too. I just wanted to let you know that.
Oh, I do. Thank you.
You're welcome, baby. All right, callers. Don't go anywhere. All right? I got another question for you, all right?
Okay.
All right, the next question that I have, ladies and gentlemen, since we talked about that, I guess we got everybody out. We don't have too much time to talk about it anymore, but we're going to just go ahead and run up into the next question. The next question is, where is your G-spot? Have you ever had it pop? What does it feel like to have your G-spot pop? And if you haven't had your G-spot pop, have you ever had multiple orgasms? Let's go to the callers. You know what? Forget the G-spot. I have another question I want to ask. Okay? Now, a lot of people have been been with women sexually or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But what I want to know is, have you ever experienced a multiple orgasm?
Ooh.
Even if it's been by you, if you made yourself have a multiple orgasm, or if somebody else made you have also a multiple orgasms. This whole G spot too. That's my favorite. I love G spot. But let's put all that together in one topic. So Teddy.
Yeah. Why? Lucky me. Yeah.
Have you ever had a multiple orgasm?
It was an ex. It was some years back. It hasn't happened since. Not yet, anyway.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. So you Mac Nasty Teddy. I know that's right. Mac Nasty.
Look him. Look, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be honest. Can't a whole lot of people do that. It got to be that right one, and it happened a few years back. But the one I'm with now, I know it's going to happen, and I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to go into hibernation.
Yeah, because that's what teddy bears do. They hibernate, honey. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
When that teddy bear get a pop on it, she better back up, girl, because you're going to kill everybody. I'm going to be out the way. I'm not trying to, you know, fear that math, honey. But,
oh, Lord.
As far as me, it took a long time. Especially when it comes down to sex period, like, I'm very long-winded when it comes down to, like, when somebody's actually giving me oral sex. You know what I'm saying? Because, I don't know, I just enjoy the feeling of it. I just love tongue. And if you have a tongue ring, that is a plus. You know what I'm saying? I love sex. So, you know, I'll even make myself, like, ball up and, like, you know what I'm saying? I feel so good, girl, like you're doing. You know, it takes a lot for me to even come. So if you are the girl that can make me come,
me
have orgasm, make me fall out and feel like I'm going to kill everybody in the room because I poke her ass out. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So have I ever had a multiple orgasm? I recently I had my multiple orgasm. It took 32 years for me to actually have a multiple orgasm. That person, that last person, I salute you. I got my hands bowed down, and I pray for you to come into my life to give me that multiple orgasm. Thank you, and have a nice day. Let's go to these calls.
Half-eye, bro. Half-eye.
919. 806. Talk about your multiple orgasm, baby. Did you get your fix? Ow. Boom.
Oh, wow. Did y'all really hit me when I just took the nachos out the microwave? What was that again?
What you just want to take a chicken out the microwave? We talking about have you ever had a multiple orgasm, girl?
Have I ever had a multiple orgasm?
Yeah, baby. Have you ever had a multiple
orgasm? I just got my first orgasm last week.
So,
no.
Oh.
But it wasn't with me, though. Why didn't you let me give you a multiple orgasm?
See, you should have came. I've been waiting for you. You playing games.
You're waiting on me, Casey?
You should give me that multiple orgasm, though. I've been waiting for you.
She's been waiting for you.
All right. Okay. I ain't lying, girl. Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
but
come on now,
well,
y'all
yeah.
Need
to come well, how wasn't it? How was it different from the other time that you had came or whatever? Talk to me, tell me.
How was it different? It just felt so much better. It just, I don't know, like my pussy got wetter, like less. Man, it just felt so much better. So much better. Like,
did it feel like you just wanted to poke somebody's eyes out?
Yes, like it felt
so good.
I
just wanted to kill the girl. You hear me? I wanted to take my whole fingernail and dig it in her face. Like, get off of me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes. And that's
like, back up. Like, I was ready to kill. Like,
I'm a scratcher, and I scratched her body all the way up. Like, I was
that's right.
No games.
Shout out to her. She know who she is.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
If you on the line, girl, she just gave you a head shout out, girl. You better come give her some head tonight. You better come give her some head or KC will. Merry Christmas.
Okay,
I want to thank you, baby, for calling on the show and me get on to this next lady. But don't go anywhere because I do have announcements, okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. Mm. Wait for me, all right?
Oh, Jesus. All right, man, you too.
All right. Area code 267471. Can you tell me about that multiple orgasm, baby? And do you want Casey to give you one, too?
Maybe. Stop thinking me last. Yeah, I definitely had one before. It took a few years also. Definitely props to the person that did that, because they did it with just a few flicks of the tongue inside and out. And it actually felt amazing. And I could agree with the last caller. She said it definitely gets super wet. It gets you to the point of feeling like you squirt, but you don't, you know?
So you like the squirt, huh?
No, I didn't see that.
You like the squirt, huh? So you never answered my question. Do you want KC to give you a multiple orgasm?
If that's what KC feel like she's capable of doing, then by
that's not what I asked you.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You're okay.
Second.
I said, I hear you. Yeah. Why not? If you believe that you're capable of doing it.
Have you ever met me before?
Have I ever what?
Have you ever seen me before or met me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hello?
Yeah.
You've met me?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you meet me at?
In Philly.
Oh, shit. Just a birthday. Hold on. Backtrack. So you met me and Phil. Did you like what you see, baby?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like someone that's confident and content and know what they want.
So you got all that from when you saw me the first time?
And also talking to you.
Oh. Teddy, help me, Teddy.
Teddy won't dare. Teddy know nothing. Teddy was in VA.
Oh, Lord, that is blood. I ain't smoke. Yeah, okay. Teddy? Okay. Okay. Well, Miss Philly, will you be there November 2nd?
Yes, I will.
All right. Y'all ladies know, November 2nd, Juice Box will be at the Mill Creek Tavern in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm going to need y'all to come check that out because, she's on. We'll be in the building. And definitely go out and support. Go get her. And Sam, I know exactly who this is. Okay. Put two and two together. So, yeah.
Really?
I do. I put two and two together. I know exactly who it is.
Okay.
On the air, though. See, we're going to fight. We're going to fight. You know what I'm saying? But
why is that? Why would you want to fight?
We'll have this conversation a little later on after that. On all the air, okay? Off the chain. Teddy, help me. Pineapples. Merry Christmas. I don't know what to say.
Pineapples. I'm like pineapples.
Ooh, I'm at the point where I'm like fried chicken.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Well, I'm definitely Miss Philly. on. Thank you for calling. She's on radio. Don't go nowhere because I do got some announcements or whatever.
Okay.
All right, baby. Thanks for the support.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right, ladies. I want to thank each and every one of you all for calling in. She's on radio. Definitely, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, call me. Text me. Please don't call me. She's on. She. SHE.ZONEE@gmail.com. Inbox me on Facebook, Twitter. Twitter me at JUSZKC. You can Instagram team. She's on with two E's. Definitely, we're getting ready for She Pride 2014. I need to know who you want me to bring down here. Because you know that I'm going to make it happen for you, ladies. Come on now. Y'all are witness to She Pride. You know what I'm saying? And every She Pride has been a banger, and you all have helped me bring these people here. So I need to know who you want me to bring to She Pride, because it's not going to be a success without your input. Okay? No, I'm definitely Teddy. I want to thank you again for coming on the She's On Radio and doing what you do each and every Monday, baby.
You know I got your back, homie. I'm always there. You know.
Merry Christmas to you, boy. Go ahead, go ahead, happening, little nasty ass. And,
you know what?
You
get my belt.
You're retarded, mate. Definitely, ladies, I know that you all want She's On Radio to be on a little longer because I have been getting those inboxes, but we definitely need your donations, even if it's a 50 cent. You know what I'm saying? Like, your donations will bring us longer airtime. The more donations we get, the more airtime you get. And not only that, because you really push yourself riding down the street, satellite radio, listen to She's On Radio. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? So we need your help. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to donate. Don't be like, damn, She's On Radio wants to spend their money. No, I'm just saying, you know, all the kinds of your heart, if you want to donate, you definitely can donate. PayPal, SHE.ZONEE@gmail.com. All right, ladies, thank y'all for calling in. Definitely next week, the topic will be, since we're still on the topic, it's October, it's definitely going to be a relationship month. You know, so we're going to talk about next week. Can Facebook destroy your relationship?
That's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be interesting. So,
Oh,
also, if you are doing anything in the gay and lesbian community, whether you are an entertainer, whether you are a musician, whether you have your own business, whatever, she.zonee, we would love to get you on here, interview you, and get you out there. All right? Talk to us later. We love you, She's On. And y'all have a nice day. Goodbye.
Night.